Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 30 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this series runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. And for those who don't know, we've doubled up on The Great Deep series as both podcast and vlogcast now, and it's a creative exploration of issues and ideas that dive a bit deeper into themes from the music. So it's the month of love. I've written a blog about it. I've put the link in the show notes. In the mornings, I take my son to school, and he's generally quite animated about life. And in the afternoons, he downloads everything in half sentences and then turns the music up, which is a clear indicator that he doesn't want to discuss anything anymore because it's too in-depth. So he found an old album of mine on the edge and has become fixated on the song Loving Every Day. So I asked him, what's the song about? And he shrugged and he went, Then he thought for an extra minute and he said, it's about feeling alive with someone you love. Sheesh, I thought. Articulate little bugger when he wants to be. It strikes me that the song is older than he is. So I went back on my archives to find the story behind the song that I wrote all those years ago and just trying to remind myself about thoughts at that stage, and I'll include the link in the show notes as well. But seeing as this week is all about love, I thought I'd reflect on something that I've been milling over from my social media post and feed. Years ago, when I was studying postgrad psychology, one of my lecturers, who himself was a practicing psychologist, was talking about the signs of healthy families. And he said that a benchmark of a healthy family was not so much on how well they get on and how compatible they are, but how well they fight. A good, healthy fight is a key indicator of how healthy a family is what he was saying. And the measure of how you love is all about how well you fight. So one such comment I was waiting for came from none other than my longtime friend and RCB drummer, Rudy. And so in the interests of depth rather than brevity, I thought I'd put in some of my experiences and thoughts here for what it's worth, and please feel free to join in and wade in on this discussion.
Let's get into it.
So up front, I think I should say that I don't think fighting is necessarily a bad thing. It shows that there's passion and spark and some measure of feeling in a relationship. And it's inevitable that there will be conflict in a relationship that goes any distance. It's the ones where there are no fights at all that usually end in separation. On a very basic level, I have two opposing ideas about how to fight well. The first is an idea that is bandied around a lot in Christian church circles and marriage seminars and things like that. And it's this idea around don't let the sun go down on your anger. The other opposing idea is to give each other a bit of breathing space and let the dust settle, let your blood pressure and heart rate return to normal. And then once you've all calmed down, to talk through issues in a calm and collected manner. In other words, have an adult conversation. And I think I've got better at understanding which route to go, and that happens as you get older and as you grow together. And I've got better at fighting, and so has my wife. But neither of us are anywhere near black belt status. So rather than all the things that we don't do well, I thought I'd concentrate on some of the things that we've learned and that we do better now that we are 15 years on. One thing is that we don't keep secrets. Neither of us do that very well, and we generally speak as openly and as honestly and as vulnerably as we can, and then trust each other with that process. Firstly, I am always internally curious about my fights with my wife, especially the ones that repeat themselves. But Tam will say something like, "It comes down to the same thing again." Now, during our first 537 arguments, her saying that to me really used to get my blood pressure up. But now, I've learned to stop and start asking myself why, and how I could have prevented the same silly argument. Now, you would have heard of fight or flight, which is basically when your heart rate goes up and you get flooded, and you've got so much elevated blood pump going on that you either say or do something you shouldn't, or you turn and escape. The key is learning to recognize that feeling and call for a time out and reschedule a time to chat about stuff when you've had time to take a deep breath and calm down. My wife has got really good at this. But as you can tell from my 537 silly bouts, I am a slow learner. But I'm getting there. On that note, I think it's important that we have the freedom to call a timeout if either of us needs one. Self-preservation is one thing, but being able to see that your partner needs a timeout is equally important. And I think that this is a key thing at this stage in Earth's history, 2021, is that love notices. In amidst all the billboards and the neon lights and adverts coming at us and things vying for our attention, love is something that notices another person at its very basic. Sometimes, though, you just need to take a deep breath and listen, like with your ears rather than your mouth. If either of us interrupt each other, we're basically listening to respond rather than listening to understand. And by doing that, all we are trying to do is dominate or control. It's better when we just allow each other the space to say what we both need to say. Now, I'd be oh so chuffed to tell you that I do all of this stuff all the time, but I don't. I know it works when I do it, though. And one thing I identified quite early on in our marriage was to try and figure out what the goal of our home was. I wanted our home to have a sense of peace in it. Not quiet. And anyone who knows or understands us knows that since we met and sparked in a theater production and have been on stage ever since, our home was never going to be without a sense of vibe. But there is peace amidst that vibe, or at least that's my goal for our home. And because peace is the goal, I have absolutely no problem saying I'm sorry. Even if I think I'm right about whatever an issue is and we've fought about it. And for me, negotiation and compromise are essential in any marriage. And Tam and I have never subscribed to this idea that either of us should win a fight. If one wins, the other loses, and all it does is builds resentment and grumpiness, which festers. In effect, we have both then lost because the relationship is damaged. And I am grateful that when I am wrong, my wife allows me some space to salvage self-respect and our relationship can grow. Probably the thing that has worked the best in our marriage is this idea of the God triangle, where God is at the apex and we are both the two corners. And as we near ourselves upwards, we grow closer to each other and closer to Him. And that generally keeps the fighting to a minimum. I also don't think fighting in marriage is a bad thing, especially when there's making up afterwards. Well, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed this. And check out other episodes, leave a comment, and join the discussion. And until next time, keep on loving and keep pondering the great deep.